Seek refuge from Satan the cursed, and the name of Allah the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, on the subject of remembrance of death, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "The remembrance of death is a source of motivation that strengthens the spirit and reminds us of our purpose." Well, the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi reflects a profound philosophical perspective on life and mortality. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi emphasized that being aware of our inevitable end can lead to a more purposeful existence, and encouraging individuals to reflect on their actions, values, and the legacy they wish to leave behind. This awareness is seen as essential for personal growth and spiritual development in Islamic teachings. By contemplating death, one can cultivate gratitude for life and strive toward fulfilling their responsibilities with greater clarity and intention. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam says about the effects of remembering death and the resurrection day, some points that we should cover them here. The first is, remembering of death suppresses the inordinate desires. Second, it uproots the very foundation of negligence and apathy. Third, with the remembering of Allah's promise, it strengthens man's heart. Fourth, it softens the hard mentality of man. Next, it demolishes the banners of inordinate desires and transgression. And lastly, it suppresses the evil of greediness and makes the world humble before one's eyes. This narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam shows the benefits of remembering death for this life. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi. In Shia school of thought, the remembrance of death, or what is called dhikr al-maut, plays a significant role in spiritual development and ethical living. This concept is deeply rooted in Islamic teachings and has different dimensions. The Shia are encouraged to engage in righteous deeds, to seek forgiveness for sins, and to cultivate good character in anticipation of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Anyone who sees death in front of him and awaits it will never lay behind in his daily performances, because he knows that the time at his disposal is short and death can overtake him any movement. He gets busy in doing the noble deeds as much as is humanly possible." Okay, dear listeners, you see how Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh just beautifully advised us not to forget death, so that in that way we would enjoy the benefit of its remembering. May Allah bless the soul of this great man. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.